The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What do you say, Michael? What do you say?
I'm doing well, Doug. How about you?
Doing good, man. It's, Valentine's Day weekend.
Yep.
President's Day weekend.
President's Day weekend, too, yeah.
You know, a lot of kiddies are off from school on Monday. A lot of people are off from work on Monday. And, maybe they're doing something fun this weekend. I hope so.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, but here we are, Mike. We're marching right on through the year, halfway through February, and the markets are having a very good year so far, Michael. You know, there's been some volatility, but, you know, we're sitting here with nice, you know, positive returns so far for the year, and certainly a start that I'd take to the market.
Sure. Yeah, you know, up for the year so far, and, again, too, we also had a down, what was it, week or so in there over the whole, you know, coronavirus and the whole thing. And it seems like it's bouncing back from there, too. And that news just seems to be getting monitored every day. I think it's adding to the volatility, quite frankly. But overall, yeah, for a month and a half, we'll certainly take it. Seems like a continuation of last year.
That'd be nice if we got another one of last year's, but I don't anticipate that this, you know, we're not getting last year again this year. I would be shocked.
Yeah, well, I'm saying is I'm not saying it's going to be same duplicate year. I'm just saying that it was a positive, you know, coming into the year end, it was very positive, and we're continuing the year on a positive note.
Yeah, and, but there's still volatility here, Mike, and, you know, the markets are, let's face it, they're significantly higher today than they, you know, than they were. Even a year ago, for that matter, and certainly, you know, 3 years ago and 5 years ago and 8 years ago and 10 years ago, for that matter, the markets are significantly higher. But, Mike, there's an issue out there that, you know, I'm very concerned about. And if, you know, people listen to the show every week may be tired of us talking about it, but I really don't care if they are, because it's that important. It is my belief that a lot of people are holding a lot more risk inside their portfolios, Mike, than they're aware of. And the market performance that we've experienced has, for many people, resulted in some fantastic numbers. As a matter of fact, I saw a report out from Fidelity this week. And Fidelity is the largest 401k and retirement plan provider in the United States, maybe the world for that matter, I'm not sure. And they said that there is a record number of million-dollar accounts now in 401k and IRAs, and the number was over 440,000 people. Now, the reality is that's not that many people with the whole scheme of, you know, number of people who are saving money for retirement. But what it did go on to say is that the median and the average account values are at the highest levels that they've ever been right now. And to me, that's something special to celebrate. There's no doubt about it. You're always happy with it. But what comes along with that, Mike, our experience has shown us that because the equity markets have participated like that, the percentage of equities in people's portfolios is large, and therefore it may be a riskier position than somebody is willing to hold or that they knowingly hold.
Yeah, I agree, Doug. And first I want to start off by saying is what you just brought up, and you bring this up, seems like almost every week. And I'm sitting here and there's one side of me saying, here we go again. You know, people are going to hear the same thing, be bored. But I just want to say to the folks listening that, you know, Doug, in the financial world, in your financial, you know, house, if you will, at certain periods of time, there's certain things that really do matter. And this is really something it's there. We try to bring, how would you say, Doug, an education, an alert. We try to motivate you to say, is this us? What am I doing about it? So I think that's really important. You know what I'm saying? And there's times that other things really matter. And I find this being redundant in saying it. And, you know, sometimes I feel like, geez, we're the most two redundant guys in the world. But it's really that important. And it really is in vogue right now, you know, to say this is what's current. This is what's going on. And then my other thing on top of it, if I may, Doug, and I know I'm kind of hogging the mic here.
That's
for a minute.
That's fine. I went for a long time before.
I'm hogging the mic for a minute. Is that not only the investment, what are you doing, you know, or you're rebalancing, reallocating, all those good things, but in your overall planning scheme, if you do have accounts, whether it be your 401k, what are you doing from a planning standpoint? You know, what are you taking advantage of? Or are there unique things that you can be doing? And you know, Doug, like there's some people that are invested in the market and maybe their accounts are at all-time highs and they're carrying debt. Okay, I don't know. Maybe you take some profits and pay down some debt. You know, where does this all fit into your financial plan? And, you know, just because things are good, Doug, it doesn't mean that you can kind of daydream behind the wheel, if you will. I think you have to take a proactive approach. And so many people want to do it the opposite way. They only take action when things are bad.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mike, we come out here and we are not the sexiest financial talk show in the world. And one of the reasons for that is because our methodology here is to come out and speak to you practically and pragmatically and let you know what you should and shouldn't be doing from a planning perspective, not buy this investment, sell this investment, do this, do that. That's not the idea here, folks. I can wind the clock back and I can tell you a story about a client that we had, you know, going into 2008 and in 2006, 2007, who really was enjoying values inside of their portfolio that they had never experienced before. And the conversation was regular with them and saying that, you know, there is a lot more risk inside of this portfolio than you're, according to all of our conversations and questionnaires that you answer, there's a lot more risk here than what you're really comfortable taking. And we even would show them stress tests. And, you know, what a stress test does, which we're capable to do for you, is says, under certain market conditions, what could potentially happen to this portfolio the way that you have it invested? And they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to allocate and didn't want to change it. And they left it alone. Well, you know where this part of the story is going and what happened in 2007 and 2008. And they lost a larger portion of money inside of their retirement account at work than they, you know, were really comfortable losing. But this story goes a little bit further and gets a little bit worse for this person. One of the reasons that they always told us that they were comfortable with that was because they had a pension that they were entitled to get. Well, what happened after 2008 in the company that they worked for? Is they ended the pension plan. And they've switched over to a different type of plan, a cash balance plan. And what they did is they said to people, here's your lump sum of money that goes into the cash balance plan. You're not going to get a pension payment anymore. now this person's complete outlook changed, because they went from an attitude of, I'm going to take this risk because I have the pension, to now, oh my goodness, I'm completely dependent upon myself and they gave me this money here. No. And if that happens again, I'm in, you know, I'm in a bad way. Well, you know, that's just an example of how things can change that you may not see or you may not be aware of. And that's that story right there is reason for a pragmatic approach at all times to your finances, and to make sure that you're asset allocated and you're doing the right things, and the risk that you do truly have is appropriate for you.
Yeah, and that's a great story, and that's, you know,
but it's a bad story.
Well,
right,
but, it's a bad story, but it's a story, a great story to be shared with folks of something that you would never think of that would probably could happen, right? You wouldn't think that, you know, I wouldn't think that could happen. So, yeah, interesting enough. So, you know, Doug, the bottom line is the awareness, things are good. What are you doing about it from an investment standpoint? What are you doing about it from a planning standpoint? You know, these are the questions that should be answered now, that you should be addressing. And, you know, Doug, unfortunately, this time of year, and, you know, people are just now collecting tax documents and they're getting focused on, I got to go get that tax return done. And that's great. It does. It does have to be done. That is, like we said, that is prime season right now for that. That is of importance. But you just can't, you know, keep, well, pushing, you know, to the back burner. To the back burner. I'll get to that, you know, and say, you know, the excuses. Well, it's the holidays, after the holidays. After the taxes are done, we'll address it. You know, you don't know what tomorrow brings, quite frankly.
Right. And, you know, there's always the prudent approach to this. And the only reason that we tell you these things, we're not making this stuff up. Mike and I have been in this business since the early 1990s. We've got a lot of experience, knowledge, and wisdom tucked away here. And one of the beautiful things I think about our approach to this whole situation, Mike, is that through our broad-based approach to somebody's financial life, we don't need to come on here and talk to you about a hot financial product or a crazy investment strategy. That's not how we do business with people. We sit down and we say, okay, what are you looking to accomplish? When are you looking to accomplish it by? And how can we get there with as little risk as possible? That's it. At the end of the day, it's with as little risk as possible, get to where you need to be going. I know we heard Jim Cramer speak one day, and he told us, you don't need to get rich twice. You're not a hero if you accumulate a whole bunch of money, lose it, and then accumulate it back up again. It doesn't make you a hero. There's no reason to do that.
Yeah, I agree, Doug. And you know what? I'm just a real big believer in, you know, I'll call it locking in your financial situation, locking in your lifestyle, if you will. If you're heading to retirement or if you're going to retire, you know, getting there and doing what needs to be done to lock in that lifestyle and securing it and guaranteeing it, I feel is just so important. You know, it's, you know, like, I guess the world we live in, right, the financial world we live in, some of the great things, right, if you will, let's share. One is, to me, is locking in your financial lifestyle. What I mean by that is having your money set up where you have enough income to live your lifestyle, be happy, not to worry about any given day in the market, and you always know you're secure. Mm-hmm. That's one. Another one is I think paying off your mortgage, paying off your debt, right? I think that's a special type of accomplishment, okay? And I don't know, maybe you have some, maybe I caught you off guard, maybe you have some to share, some special situations, but everything else is the playing field in between. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Whether the ups and the downs and the markets and accumulating the money and anything else in the taxation and the inflation and all that, or just all things that go on during the game. But to me, it's always trying to reach that end goal. And those are just two things I just shared that I think are so special in your financial world when you accomplish them.
There's no doubt about it. You know, we're anti-debt, and we've always been anti-debt because we know we're going to talk about it and the importance of cash flow in the next segment. But you know, we know through our experience, we have a very good background in being able to tell you what we feel as though makes people comfortable, relaxed, and confident in retirement versus what makes people anxious, you know, tense, and worried in retirement. And not even in retirement, up to retirement. So we like to take the approach as best we can to let you be confident and relaxed and you know, calm with your approach to it rather than be anxious and nervous. At the end of the day, the listener, the client, has to decide, you know, which one do I want? But we like the first one a lot better than the second one.
Sure, sure. You know, and, you know, Doug, so that's why we talk about this. That's why we're redundant. That's why it's week in, week out. Because, you know, we're just trying to get you to focus and you know, what are you doing? What are you accomplishing with, you know, like sometimes you have to ask yourself, it goes back to as simple as this. Why do I invest? What's the purpose of me having, you know, just say a half $1 million in investment, say, in whatever. Why, what is my, all right, I'm doing this and I think it's a good thing to do and I'm doing it. But at the end of the day, why are you doing it? What are you looking to accomplish? I don't think you should ever lose sight of that. Okay. Another big accomplishment, Doug, that interrupts to me, generational money. You know, it's always sad when somebody passes away, but when I see money, substantial money being able to pass on to other generations successfully, I think that's a job well done.
100%. No doubt about it. I mean, who?
So why are you investing? Or, you know, are you investing for retirement? Are you already in retirement? Are you looking to pass money on? You want to pass on as much money to the next generation as possible? Well, if that's the case, all good reasons. But what are you doing about it?
Yeah. And is it a haphazard approach or is it, you know, a very well-defined and thought-about approach? All things that you need to think about. And, you know, Mike, we have a dinner coming up here on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, and you're going to hear some more about it, you know, as the show goes on here, folks. The reality is you come on out to those dinners. You sit down with us. We do a nice presentation for you on retirement income, and we'll have a conversation and just talk about stuff and get to know each other a little bit. It really is a beneficial evening, and it's time well invested, if you ask me. All right. Maybe people are saying he's biased. Yes, he's got to say that. He's putting on the, you know, the dinner. And maybe it's all true. But I do think, like Mike likes to say often, it's sort of the radio show hits the road. If you listen to the show and it makes sense when, you know, we're talking to you, come and see us in person and have, you know, have something to eat with us and let's chat a little bit and get, you know, just do it a little bit more.
It's a educational, it's laid back, you know, there's no pressures there. Nobody's doing anything to you. It's laid back. And like I always say, if you enjoyed listening to this, come on out.
Yep. All right. We're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer.
Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income, and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're investing some of your time here listening to the program with us. And, you know, Mike, we said earlier in the show here that a report out by Fidelity said that the largest number of people have accounts with them, 401k retirement plan accounts that have exceeded $1 million, the largest number of all time. They also reported out the average account values at its all-time highest, and the number of participants is at like all-time highs. It's all great stuff. You know, people are doing... You know, we're seeing an increase in retirement savings awareness. We're seeing an increase in retirement savings action and activity by the employee and by the employer. These things are all accurate. But one of the things that we're missing, Mike, is, and this is a big, big problem, is planning for income from the assets that you accumulate there. Planning, what is the strategy for people to create income? Now, I think it's really becoming more on people's radar that this is an issue because the Secure Act that just got approved at the end of last year by the government now says that 401k plans can have income annuities inside of there plan as a method to provide income guarantees for the participants. We're not going to talk about any products. We don't do that and, you know, whatever's inside of there. But the reality of the situation is they know and are now recognizing and going to emphasize to people, it's not just about having the money. It's about how are you going to generate the income off of that money, which is of critical importance.
That's always, to me, has been the toughest part. I mean, you know, most people get a job. We have a 401k. Okay, you know, take money from me. The money gets put away systematically. If payrolls every 2 weeks. Generally, don't mess with it. The money keep putting money away over time. You know, market does its thing, and then whammo, we have a pot of money. And then it's like, okay, well, how do I apply that to me? What does that mean to me? Like, okay, I know I have a lot of money there, but can I retire? Can I not retire? If I do, what can I expect out of this money? How much income can I generate? Will I run out of income someday? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I stay invested? Can I still be invested when I retire? These are all questions that I think anybody with a 401k has been through.
Sure, and other types of retirement assets as well. And confidence and calmness, and that can really aid in having a fun retirement time. And that can be helped, in my opinion, by having strategies in place. Now, the strategies that you have to put in place, if you're a married couple, really need to be strategies for as long as both of you live. Because, Mike, back in the day, right? That's a heck of a statement. People worked, they retired, they got a pension from their employer. They made an election that the pension lasted as long as they lived, as long as they and their spouse lived, or them, you know, a percentage of, and what have you. There was a very easy opportunity for people to plan for income for as long as both of them live. Because it wasn't really given a choice to you. You make one of the elections, and that's it. So you had a choice on the election, but, you know, it wasn't left to your own skills or talents to manage the money necessary to provide that income. And what good markets can do to people, Mike, is get their eye off of the real purpose of what the dollars are there for. You alluded to that so, you know, perfectly in the first segment. You've got this money. What is the purpose of the money? Is the purpose of the money, do you want to just be rich? Is that the purpose? Okay, there's nothing wrong with that if that's your objective. Or is the purpose of the money something different? Is the purpose of the money to provide us with an income during retirement? I watch the people that we've known over the years, Mike, and those that have a structured retirement income strategy in place appear to be on the surface. We'll never truly know what goes in somebody's mind. Appear on the surface to be more comfortable and more relaxed than those that just have assets and say, I'm just going to take money from my assets, you know, when I retire, without any sort of strategy in place. And one of the additional problems to that, Mike, is when you just do it in that fashion and you've got this big lump sum of money there, you tend to pick away at it a little bit more. You say, all right, you know what? Send me 3% a year out of the account. But during the year, you pick 5,000. You pick an additional 8,000. You know, you pick this, and you don't realize the negative impact that can have over a period of time. And if you go and you just set out a complete income strategy for yourself, maybe you're going to have a better chance of, you know, your money lasting as long as you do.
Sure. I mean, you know, absolutely, Doug. I mean, as far as practicing through the years, everything tells me that, right? People are better when they're guided and they have the little set paycheck coming to them if
yeah.
they will, and they know, and what are the expenses, and we have this and we can do that. Absolutely. I mean, you know, sometimes you just see people burning through money a little too quick, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's, you know, they look at the number on paper, and although it seems like it's significant, they don't realize that it's going to run out, or the time that needs to last, you know. And,
yeah.
and there's mathematics to that of trying to kind of safeguard it, you know, to last your lifetime. That's always a problem. And then there's the other side of the coin too. There's people that have money invested and they are set up and they have good things going on, and you know, they're invested. And again, well, why do I have this money? And they're hesitant to take money out for a nice vacation, mm-hmm. or the new roof or the new car. They think that they can't. So you and I mean, I'm going to say more people are extreme to the left or to the right than they are per se getting it right of what can they do with that pot of money.
Well, you know what I think it is, Mike, is those people tend to stick out. You know, in our practice, I think the vast majority of people are okay because we set up a strategy for them to receive retirement income, and, you know, they don't stick out. The other people stick out because, honestly, I mean, tell you a quick story is that, as you're aware, Mike, I'm going through, you know, trying to go through some planning with a client right now who's, you know, he's 55 years old, 56 years old, changed jobs, has a significant amount of money in a 401k, that if he does the right things with, can easily match all his, you know, his retirement objectives. But I showed him how to do that, and we're going back and forth a little bit. He wants to be slightly more aggressive, you know, with the money that I'm recommending, and we're still having conversations on it. But I'm trying to bring to his attention that what I alluded to at the beginning of the show today, that you're not a hero. If you have enough to accomplish your objectives, you expose it to risk, it goes down in value, and then it comes back again. So I'm trying to express to him, I said, you know, is your objective to have this income and live this comfortable retirement lifestyle, or is your objective to be rich? Because it's too hard for both of those to necessarily come together. So we're working through it, right? We're talking about it, and you know, we're doing some things, but it's just another example of where the opportunity is there for somebody, and you know, these good markets that he's experienced recently are, I think, clouding his long-term judgment.
Yeah, and then, Doug, too, our past experience have told us, too, when things are going good and markets are doing well and statements are looking good, you know, people are always they're good with it. They want to march forward. They want more. They're doing it. Everything's good. But the real test comes is when things get bad and the exact opposite happens. Then you kind of see who really meant that, if you will. And that's always a test. And that's the trick for us, right? We have, when we sit down, we meet new potential people, we have to sit down. We got to help them sort through that. Okay.
Right.
And because that's going to happen. That's part of the markets. There's going to be great times and there's going to be horrific times. And we want you to be taken care of. And you know, Doug, to us is, you know, taking care of that lifestyle first and foremost, I think is just so important.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how many times, Doug, you and I always say markets are down or things, it's a bad year or whatever, it's gone through a bad period. And people will say to us, whether it's a friend, it's a family member or existing clients, oh, you guys, the phone must be blowing up. The phone must be coming off the hook. And I'm going to tell you, anybody that's been listening to this show for a very long time, our answer generally is no, not really, because we've sorted through these things for the good time and for the bad time.
Right. It's you're right, Mike. You're spot on. And it's just a matter of taking a practical approach to things. And I get it, man. When the market's doing well and, you know, the returns that people, a lot of people saw on their, you know, accounts last year, they're exciting, man. They really went up a lot. We were talking about a client, you know, that their account value went up some hundred and some odd thousand dollars last year alone.
Right.
Man, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Right? But and that's nice. That's a good treat. That's a good reward. But you can't not follow your long-term plans and strategies because you get that once in a while. It's fun. Yeah, I'm not arguing with it. And it's hard to pivot off of that a little bit.
Doug, I think the question you have to ask yourself is if that did happen, okay, and during a good year. But the question is if the opposite was to happen,
well, right.
what would be the impact to your financial world?
Right.
Would your lifestyle get hurt? Would you still be okay? You know, so that's the question you always have to ask. And I think that's what a lot of this today, Doug, how we opened the show, the first segment we're talking about now and doing the right things. That's the awareness we're trying to bring to it. What are you doing about it? You know, and that's it. I mean, think.
What people need to understand, Mike, is that this is not you and I sitting here thinking that the market's going to explode. Go down. In a bad way, I mean explode.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's not what we're saying to you. We don't necessarily believe that. But we also don't necessarily believe that it's knowable. All right? We may be believers that the market's going to continue on. But there could be any event that takes place that you don't know about. And we don't know about. It's just not knowable. And are you prepared for that circumstance? That's all we want to have set up. We want to make sure that you've got a contingency in place here at the end of the day. What are we doing with the funds? And are we handling it the appropriate way? And, go ahead.
No, Doug, I think to back up everything that you're saying, and I think you're going to be on board with me with the statement, is that I think we're always thinking something can happen tomorrow. And,
right.
And in our years, again, 20-some years on the radio and all these years of practicing, you know, again, not to bring it up, but did you ever think the Twin Towers terrorism was going to happen?
Right. Nope.
No. Right? Even with the 2008, a lot of it was mortgage crisis, debt crisis. boy, real estate was really, everybody was knocking down and rebuilding and everybody was becoming a developer, mm-hmm. right? Did those good times ever seem like that was ever going to end? And yep. there was a McMansion popping up on every corner that was the old small little Cape Cod. That never looked like it was going to end. What happened? It did. So I think just by nature, you and I are always, we get that. We understand there could be anything out there unforeseen, you know, and even now. With the virus, the coronavirus.
Right.
It's becoming just a lot of, you know, more from a market standpoint, more a nothing, you know, just causing volatility. But did you think that was going to happen on January 1st? Did you ever think there was going to be something that's going to be a worldwide, you know, thing going on?
The problem with the, let's just talk about that for 1 second, Mike, is that that could have an impact on earnings for the quarter. Right?
For specific companies.
Right. Hear me out for a second here. Yeah. And what that could do is that could put some short-term pressure on the market. And then that could cause people to make a bad decision, to make the wrong decision at the wrong time, because that may just be a temporary circumstance. Mm-hmm. And they could, people always react when something bad happens. You know, I think it was Warren Buffett who said is that when the guy's laying on the ground with the heart attack, that's not the time to curse the hamburgers, right? That's the time to pay attention to the guy. The guy shouldn't have been eating the hamburgers beforehand and needs to fix it going forward. But here he is. He's where he is right now. He's just had a major setback. He's on the ground with a heart attack. He's lucky to still be alive. He's not going to get up and go jogging tomorrow. He's got to work back up to that again. Well, the same holds true in your financial life. If all of a sudden out of nowhere the markets or a bad circumstance hits, well, you're like on the ground then with a heart attack. At that point in time, it's no time to start cursing the markets. It's, okay, what are you going to do to get better from here? And you're not getting up off the floor and going jogging tomorrow in the financial sense, just like the person who had the heart attack is not going out and stressing their heart tomorrow. And if he did, he'd be making a bad decision.
Doug, I just feel that if you're proactive – with your financial affairs, I think when there are bad times, and there's always going to be bad times, I think they're a lot less hurtful.
Right.
And that's it. So it's how do you want to manage it? You know, what do you want to do? And a great example of it, right, Doug, was, well, last year was 19. Let me get me straight. The last quarter of 18.
Yeah.
Market down 20%. Christmas Eve down 700 something points. The whole deal. And then January 1st kicks off 2019, a boom for the market.
Well, that's why people won't pay attention to what happened.
Who was predicting that?
Nobody.
On Christmas Eve.
Nobody. You know, Mike, and what I hate about this conversation right now is that I am not pessimistic at all. I am extremely optimistic. I've been an optimist my entire life. I'm optimistic on the United States. I've always been optimistic on the United States. But the reality is, I guess maybe it was some things that I went through in my lifetime when things happen. For example, my father suddenly dying at age 46. Nobody plans on that. But at 20 years old, it makes you realize that something can happen that's out of your control at any given time. And market crash of 87, Desert Storm. We could go on, Mike. Terrorism, like you said, there's always something. There's always an apocalypse du jour that could take place, and you don't know. Yeah. So just doesn't it make sense to be prepared? That's all I'm saying.
Well said. I mean, I have nothing to say about it. That's the way it is.
And we're having this dinner on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, where we're going to talk about retirement income strategies and give you ideas. I mean, we've got... It's a great presentation. The entire evening take about 90 minutes, starts at 6:30. You come in, we're going to go over a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to give you a workbook that you can take notes in. You take it home with you. You go through it. You refresh your memory, things we talked about, different how new tax laws are going to impact you, how inflation will impact you, how potentially medical costs. It's really great, and it's a great event to come and sit and learn. It's an educational opportunity for you. We're not going to make you experts or professionals in the financial world. We're going to give you some information for you to think about and some tools for you to work with. So we encourage you to come on out. Now, we've had a pretty good response so far. So make sure that you call and you get your name on the list and get a reservation, because you know, it could put, you know, possibly get filled up and we'd have to stop taking reservations. So, you know, we want you to, you know, to act and get out, you know, and get on the list if you're interested to come. And if you are, you pick the phone up. You're going to hear a spot about it after we're done here as well. But I'll tell you right now, pick the phone up and give a call into the office. The number is 732-340-1410. That number is 732-340-1410. And leave us a message and say, you know, I'd love to come to the dinner. How many people are coming? Leave your name and your telephone number. Lorraine will give you a call during the week and confirm the reservation with you and get you off into the races.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
Owning your own business can be one of the most rewarding feelings ever. A business that you run, you employ people. They get to support their family with the money they earn working at your company. You purchase supplies, materials, or inventory from a business that employs people who also earn money for their families. When you sit back and think about it, it is very noble. But too often the business owner does this but doesn't tend to their own needs. Well, we help business owners to continue doing the things to help others and do something new, take care of themselves. Through decades of experience in working with business owners, we can help manage employee benefit costs, look at tax strategies, set up or improve retirement plans, and even plan for what happens to the business when you retire or pass away. You know, the stuff that impacts you and your family by trying to help improve the bottom line. So if you own your own business and this sounds like you, call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation to see if we can help. That's 855-262-3722. We can probably help.
2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer. Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, I hope that you're enjoying the show right, you know, so far this today. Sorry, lost my train of thought there for a second. And that we're bringing you some good value and that, you know, you understand our importance of what we're talking about. So, Mike, we're in the segment of the show now where what have you been doing lately, which We've been doing a lot lately to answer the questions in a great way, right? We like being busy. There's no doubt, no doubt about it. So go ahead, kick it off, man.
Well, you're right, Doug. I mean, it's been extremely busy for a lot of reasons. And you know, I'm trying to think about one of the things I worked on this week was assisting somebody. Somebody had passed away, and there was death claims to be made. Okay. And, you know, Doug, bringing that up because there's a lot of tax situations that go on with that. Okay. And a lot of times people don't understand. They'll call a company. Somebody passed away. You know, okay, here's the claim paperwork. But what do you do with it? And they don't understand all the ramifications,
right,
or what they can do with it or can't do with it, or how does it apply? And, you know, it's tough, you know, because you're being thrusted into a situation. Now, first off, it was never your investment, if you will, to start with. So it's not like saying, oh, that's my IRA account. That's this, that's that, that's this. That's how it all works. And now you're being thrust into a situation that you need to do something. You need to make a decision process. And really, all the company's going to do what you say is, here's what you need to fill out to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
And everything else is on you. So it always becomes, you know, what I always find when we work on it, the reason why I bring it up is when we work on those, and unfortunately we work on quite a few of those, you know, things happen every year. People need to, it needs to be explained to them. It needs to be handled. It's very, not only is it the paperwork confusing, but just what happens after that is very confusing.
Yeah. And our experience, I was explaining to somebody a very similar situation this week and said, listen, the unfortunate part about our business is that Mike and I have worked with, I don't know how many, I wouldn't begin to know the number to tell you of how many families we've worked with where somebody has passed away and been through the process. So it's always good to have somebody with experience, knowledge, and wisdom on your side that can handle this. And the person I was speaking to felt very overwhelmed, very, very overwhelmed. And I said, listen, I understand why you feel so overwhelmed. But the good news is I know how to do this. Let that overwhelming feeling go away for you. I will show you how to do this, and we'll handle it together. And we are.
Yeah.
So it's there, Mike, and your point is well received that most people, when they receive an inheritance of some nature, don't know how to properly handle it.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, Doug, is that, you know, you think, oh, I'm going to inherit something. Somebody just comes in and says, here you go. Well, there's a process to it.
Yeah.
And decisions have to be made and all that. And I think so many people are just so happy to say, here's the paperwork, handle it. You know, it's always like we always say when we're implementing a new plan for somebody, or, you know, we're rolling over an old 401k plan, the first thing in his mouth is, are you going to do all this for me? You know, because it's intimidating. When did you ever do it before?
Well, and Mike, to your point where the case that you were speaking about there, that person openly told you that his sister, who's the other recipient, is just basically like ignoring the whole situation, like not even dealing with it because she's so overwhelmed.
Correct. Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, so it happens out there, and it's, you know, it's unfortunate. And there's another part of the, you know, something that people aren't aware of, Mike, is that the Secure Act that came out, and what the Secure Act is, it's a new bill that came, you know, got passed at the end of the year. It changed a lot of laws when it comes to inheriting IRAs and retirement accounts and things of that nature. You used to be able to stretch the distribution over the course of your lifetime. You're not able to do that anymore. You've got to get it distributed within 10 years. Now, I was having a conversation with an attorney this week, Mike, and he brought something else up to me. He said, don't forget, Doug, that there is, you know how, Mike, when you had to take a required minimal distribution off of an inherited IRA each year?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that anymore. There's only one RMD date. That's 10 years from when you inherited the asset. The required minimal distribution date is 10 years from when you inherited it. You don't have to take distributions every single year anymore. You only have to take it at that. It only has to be emptied by that 10th anniversary.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Most people don't know. Most tax preparers don't know that. Guaranteed.
And that's the new law that's effective January 1st for people that die January 1st going forward.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's
just to make that clear.
Yeah. So that's what you're dealing with now. It's a change in the law.
Yeah.
And a lot of people also had trusts set up that would receive the IRA and make, you could do that. It would have a conduit trust set up, you know, lots of things that need to be addressed and changed. And we're going to have some more shows on this because there are some significant changes that took place people need to be aware of.
Yeah.
You know? So, we spent so much time at the beginning of the show going over all that other stuff. Our Where Have You Been, What Have You Been Doing segment needs to be cut short today.
Okay.
All right? So we're going to hop to another break, and we will be we'll be back in just a minute, folks.
2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer. Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income, and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back as we head into the final leg of the show here. And, Mike, I think it was a pretty good show today, and we really gave a bunch of information and just some practical way to approach it. You know, we didn't come out here, we didn't yell and scream and get up in arms and, you know, the whole nine yards about that, just a regular conversation. And that's one of the things that I appreciate about the show is I think that we're conversationalists, and we come out here and we talk. And we let people know, you know, what's going on and all that stuff. But I also like the fact that we give them an opportunity for someplace to turn, you know, should what we're saying make sense to them. And I just want to reiterate that to everybody is that, you know, you heard us talk about the dinner. We've got the dinner coming up on February 27th. But in addition to that, if for some reason you can't make it that evening, you are always welcome to have a complimentary meeting with no cost or, you know, any obligation with Mike or myself. And we've got offices throughout New Jersey and, you know, meeting facilities if you can hear the show. And we're old school guys. We're like the old school doctor. We throw the briefcase on the shoulder and we'll come out to the house for a house call, you know, if that's what you like. That's just how we operate. We're a couple of regular guys who just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. So I think it's really important that people understand that, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly correct. That's who we are. And, you know, I like to say, Doug, what you hear is what you get, honestly. I mean, and people have said that so many times when we've gone out and met them in person for appointments and, oh, wow, it's same exact way as you are on the air. Yeah, there really is no difference. It's who we are. We're not going to change. And we enjoy talking about the topics, right, Doug? And again, to reiterate today, did anybody say, put your money into this product? Did anybody tell you to buy this investment or anything like that? You didn't hear that. So, you know what? We try to get you to think. We try to educate you. Yes, we'd love you to become our clients. There's no doubt about that, right? I'm not gonna.
If it's a match,
if it's a match, right? Yeah, but
if
I'm
it's
not
a match,
not
there's plenty of people
that.
Out there who it's, so, hasn't been a match,
and we give you a venue to be able to take action.
Yeah, and you know, so please take advantage of the opportunities that we lay out here for you, as well as if you're a regular listener to the show over the years, you've heard us discuss educational pieces. We didn't give any educational offer any educational pieces out this week. But if over the you know, over the time you've heard us talk about it and you didn't call in, it wasn't call in now or never get it. Call in anytime you'd like to and let us know, hey, you know, I heard you guys talking about, you know, this or that piece over the, you know, the past, I'm sorry I wasn't able to call that day. Can I still get a copy of it? And of course you can. And the number to reach us is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You know, just pick up the phone and give us a buzz and let us know what we could send out to you. We're happy to send it out to you. But we want to encourage you to come out to the dinner on February 27th. We want to meet you. We want to say hi. We want to show you some ideas for setting up your retirement income, you know, charting a course for yourself for retirement time, and paying attention to the new tax laws and things of that nature, and other things that people forget about that could impact their retirement income, inflation, medical costs, how to handle Social Security, all those things. We're going to talk about them and give people just good information on the 27th, Mike.
Yeah, I agree, Doug. You know, so anyway, I think it was a terrific show this week. And
we're biased. We understand that.
No, I just want to say everybody enjoy, you know, the Valentine's President's weekend. It is a fun weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we'll be back next week. Until then, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer. Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income, and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410. The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.